appearances draw us into externals, and we see externals in those states as more real than what internal things are. So internal things seem much more vague when we're caught up in externals. And also what happens there is that we attribute cause to externals, which is a falsity, of course. All causes are spiritual, not natural, and the natural is just the effect. So if we remember that principle, then we have a way of disconnecting from the external event or person or relationship is the cause of my state. That's a misnomer. What they may be is a ground. They ground what's already present as your state or the conditions for your state. And that gives us the ability then to look within at the belief structures we hold or the patterns of affection that are being stirred up so that we're able then to actually do something useful from a spiritual work, self-examination and repentant perspective. Whenever we attribute cause to what is external to ourselves, well, we're not reflecting internally, so the ability for real change is very limited. So the other thing to remember as well is that all the situations that arise that cause us difficulty, that bring disruption, that seems to be resistant, they are the means by which we become aware of our own interior responses. Now, you're not just dealing with you as an individual, as we have clearly seen in the interchapter material. What you're given in your own work has influence, if you like, in terms or is part of sorting out spiritual associations. And we don't see that. We can know that that's what's going on because every thought and affection, you know, it all flows in. So we are putting ourselves under whatever it is we're putting ourselves under in terms of reception. But when we are caught by something and we realize that, then there is an opportunity to enter into the first of charity, which is to shun evils as sins. And that work, I mean, I don't know how many do it, but it's the work of the few, I think, in the scheme of things. And it is the most powerful thing anyone can do in order to move in a way whereby the Lord becomes much more active in the moderation of our state. And that has an impact on all our interactions with others, as well as an interior impact that we are just not aware of. So there is the teaching that we attend to what we're responsible for, which is what we see that we have to work with. And the Lord, He does the clearing of everything else that sits beneath that, because it's way too complex for us to manage. And as I've said before, from a logopraxis perspective, we lay the emphasis on the fact that we have enough trouble dealing with our own states, the fragments we see, let alone thinking we can actually modify the state of others. Everybody has to work and be responsible for their own work. The Lord doesn't need us to defend the truth. We have to apply the truths to our own states. There's no way that we can convince another of anything. But what we can do is work with what arises when we're confronted with feeling that we need to do that. So I think the most important thing perhaps is to be clear in oneself where things fit. And so what is presenting on many levels is an opportunity to become more clear about what sits where. And to do that in the sense of the Lord has it all in hand. Nothing's out of control. So it's about finding one's place in it all. And as you've expressed already, there's an aspect of conscience there that's active, and that's what probably needs to be focused on. And you know when you're being drawn in, right? Like we all do. We all know when we're being drawn into something or in the middle of something where we probably shouldn't really be. And at that point is a time to withdraw, if you can be conscious and able to do that at that point. It's always about reception, capacity to receive. I mean, that's how the Lord works with everyone. And so if that's our example, then hopefully we can work to be closer to being in a state where we have ears to hear what's needed. And if we don't in a situation, then there's always the option to stay silent. And that's a work. It's not being passive. It can be a real work to have to hold one's peace,